Welcome back to the AIP podcast. I am your host, Ann Cheng, the CEO of Supercharge Lab, and we are thrilled to bring you yet another episode of the AI Partnerships Course podcast. Today, we have a special guest joining us, a visionary technologist and leader who has been at the forefront of innovation in the tech startup ecosystem. Please welcome with me Sina Sathyagian, the CTO of New Binary, which is a leading consultancy specializing in technology and leadership advisory for startups. Sina has had a remarkable journey marked by his passion for leveraging technology to drive growth and innovation. With his extensive experience in software, electronics, and cloud infrastructure, Sina has been instrumental to guiding numerous startups through the complex process of scaling up, from developing MVPs to securing angel and VC investments. Now, onto New Binary. It's actually built a platform called the Rhino Platform, which is powered by generative AI, and it helps SaaS and IoT startups develop an MVP within weeks, literally maintaining flexibility and scalability. Rhino is a rapid action development framework that offers the benefits of no-code and low-code platforms, but with a real code approach that provides flexibility, IP control, and no vendor lock-in for the short-term or long-term. New Binary helps clients to use code in any environment and extend their code with any software developer resource without having to pay all these hefty licensing fees. So the Rhino platform really reduces the total cost of development by 30 to 80% and really speeds up coding by up to 80%. So today we're going to be listening in on more of Sina's insights on how New Binary's proven framework is helping startups navigate the complexities of product development and commercialization, ultimately driving sustainable growth and success. So once again, let's welcome Sina to the AIP podcast. Sina, it's really good to have you here.
Hi, and thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. To kick things off, maybe you can share with our listeners what happened? How did you come up with the idea of New Binary, and how did your background shape your approach to technology consulting for startups?
Yeah, absolutely. So my background is software engineering. I used to work in startups and larger corporations a couple of years in IBM in Toronto, about 15 years ago, and I started my first entrepreneurial journey with ApplyBoard as a founding CTO, and that turned to be a quite big success. I exited that company back in 2016-17, and I immediately saw there are a lot of demands for CTOs out there, and there is a shortage of talent for technical leadership. And I started working with a few startups in my network, friends and family, and we realized a lot of them don't need a full-time CTO in early days. They can't afford in many cases. So the idea of, you know, there's a demand for fractional, before all these fractional different services, CFO, CMO becoming a thing, we started the fractional CTO. And I think fast forward today, we're still the biggest fractional company focusing entirely on CTOs. And obviously that, you know, experience of starting from scratch, being a CTO, growing the company to series A, B plus was a great experience, and sharing that with other startups proved to be a lot of value, preventing them from, you know, making the same mistakes over and over again.
Absolutely. That's really, really fascinating. Tell us a little bit about the Rhino platform. How does it work? Especially because, you know, startups everywhere need to be very prudent with their money and time. How do you help them turn innovative ideas into an actual viable product?
Yeah, so one of the things with always been thinking from different angles, been, you know, how we can reuse the experience of working with the previous startup in the next project. And one of the things that we do a lot is working with very early stages startups, just building their minimum viable product. And at some point we thought, you know, with local no-code platforms, you don't have to worry about a lot of, you know, infrastructure, cloud. You know, they have pre-built custom components that you can drag and drop literally and use. And we always had this problem that it's easy to use, but you can't scale this product. So why not doing the same thing, but underneath having a, you know, open source code generated or, you know, produced that you can take it to the next step instead of, you know, building on low code, no code, and then rewriting at some point and doing from scratch and basically doubling the cost of your MVP scaling. So that was the idea. It started with a boilerplate. We took the experience from, you know, reusable components from every project to the next one. And fast forward after, you know, a couple of dozen projects we have done with the framework, it's become this very powerful framework, which we are going to open source very soon, that, you know, with one click, just like a local platform, you have all the environment, project, repositories, CI/CD, cloud infrastructure set up, and it's scalable to million users. You have a lot of pre-built components. You know, every project, especially if it's web or mobile, you have login, authentication, access control, and it has an abstraction layer. I'm not going to go into details, but at very short, it's called data model-driven application development that infers a lot of defaults or, you know, pre-customized UI and API and backend and features for you out of the box, so you can focus on, you know, that 20% customization that you need to do, not building commodity features.
That's amazing. You know, one of the things which I really wanted to ask you about was the subject of research and development. Because R&D is so crucial in innovation, particularly for startups that really want to build to disrupt their respective industries. So how does New Binary support startups in navigating these challenges of R&D and building a really sustainable IP strategy?
I think we can, we help our clients in many different ways when it comes to innovation and especially IP. I think at the core, it's sharing the experience. We have worked with tens of startups to date, and we have built a collaborative environment. We have a sort of a internal community that our CTOs share the ideas, you know, while keeping the confidentiality a priority, obviously, share challenges they have had in the different industries. So when clients work with New Binary, they really have access to 40-something CTOs with all experience of working with hundreds of startups. And it happens very often that, you know, especially when it comes to like patenting or building something really innovative, we pull in a couple of other CTOs to help with the, you know, the lead CTO and share the experience. Like an example might be, usually the startups that involve building some sort of hardware, you need, you know, IoT experience, AI, security, hardware, and you can't find a single CTO that has all of these experiences. That's the real value we bring. I guess grants is another, especially in Canada, you know, having familiarity with grants, all the way from SHRED and IRAP, the general ones, down to the more specialized grants, and, you know, how to collaborate with research institutes and universities. That's also a crucial part and tricky one, I would say, to get results from, that we bring the experience, how to manage those and, you know, get the outcome and expectation that both parties want.
It's amazing. You know, the technology ecosystem and landscape keeps evolving and changing. So what are some really broad strokes and trends that you see that really should be impacting startups? And how does New Binary, you know, stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah, that's a very hot topic, I guess, a lot of people are talking about. I think at its core, it's productivity. I think there are different trends. Obviously the AI trend, the automation, I think converging with the reality of fractional executives is a thing now. Like, you don't really need any executive full-time in a company these days. And the productivity gain with AI, it has helped startups operate really lean these days. And I think I really believe in the next maybe 10 years, we will see unicorns with 10 or less full-time staff. So I think it's a mindset shift. And I think startups are going to see, the new reality is that you need much less full-time people and much more productivity expectations from the people you're working with. And most of the roles being, you know, fractional outsourced roles in the company.
That's amazing. So, you know, your insights have been so incredibly valuable. But because we're coming up on time, before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts or advice for our listeners, particularly aspiring entrepreneurs looking to embark on their first startup journey?
Yeah, I guess back in the time before starting my first journey, I guess I knew a bit more about lean startup methodology, how to operate lean. In general, I think there are a lot of newer methodologies, but understanding the mindset and that starting a company is not a gamble. Startup is not a gamble. There are a lot of experience. There are a lot of tricks and strategies that you can use to minimize your risk and operate methodically. That would something I would emphasize in any first-time entrepreneur I talk to. Get familiar, read one of the books about Lean Startup or other, you know, Lean methodologies. That's a lifesaver. That's that can save a lot of your time and money. And take care of your health, mental health, physical health. Those are the things that you can't sacrifice.
I absolutely agree. I think that's something which, people don't actually pay enough attention to. So, Sina, what a thrill. And it's been such a pleasure to talk to you and gain insights into, you know, your approach to technology startup building. And to all our listeners, once again, thank you for tuning in. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and send this podcast to all your friends and people who are interested in artificial intelligence. And for more engaging discussions on the intersection of technology, artificial intelligence, and innovation. Once again, folks, my name is Anne. I'm the CEO of Supercharge Lab, and I am signing off on behalf of the AI Partnerships Corps. Over and out.
Thank you, Anne. It was a pleasure.